AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. In Roanoke, Virginia today, a time for remembering two slain journalists.
I've given many talks over the years, never with so heavy a heart.
WDBJ General Manager Jeff Marks says he was angry following this past week's shooting that took the lives of reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward. But he wants people not to dwell on anger. Instead, he is urging help for those who harbor anger against others.
Our mental health system is not perfect. It needs a lot of work. But services exist, and we must use them for ourselves and for those we know who have uncontrolled anger.
Gunman Vester Flanagan ambushed the journalist during a live report. Police say evidence seized from his apartment shows Flanagan closely identified with people who have committed mass murders, including the 9/11 terrorist attacks. In the Houston area, the man charged with capital murder and the fatal shooting of a uniformed sheriff's deputy will be arraigned this week. Shannon Miles is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. He has a criminal history that includes convictions for resisting arrest and disorderly conduct with a firearm. In the Pacific Northwest, powerful winds toppled trees and power lines this weekend, causing two deaths in the Seattle area. This woman talked with Como about a 10-year-old girl who was killed when a tree branch fell on her.
I just broke down crying. Never met this girl a day in my life, but to see a 10-year-old, it's hard.
A man was also killed when a tree fell on a car in Gig Harbor, Washington. The family of a woman who was rescued after being stranded in the rugged Sierra Nevada for 9 days says she's recovering from surgery to set the broken bones on her lower left leg. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims tells KSFN there was a fire in the search area.
What made this search and rescue extremely difficult from the very beginning was the rough fire that's burning just south of this location. The smoky conditions made the search and rescue extremely difficult.
The woman used a whistle to get the attention of a search and rescue team looking for her. This is AP Radio News. Germany, France, and Britain are calling for better ways to process migrants arriving in southern Europe. That comes after a fifth man suspected of being involved in the deaths of 71 migrants found in a truck in Austria was detained in Hungary. The interim head of the Austrian Red Cross says this incident is just the latest.
The amount of such cases increased in the last weeks. Where we have to support the police with refugees. But at this time, we saw that the refugees are in a very bad condition, and this was the first time where the refugees were in such a condition.
The Nestle company says forced labor has no place in its supply chain. The comment follows a U.S. class action lawsuit that alleges the Swiss food company knowingly supported a system of slave labor and human trafficking to make its fancy feast cat food. The company does not deny the allegations in an email to the AP, but says its guidelines require suppliers to respect human rights. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.